Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Hello, I'm Xavier, and I'm in grade 10. AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our daily lives. And of course, that impact will be felt more on the traditional work side, but how will that impact be felt on the creative side, the art side? For example, within the literary arts. Can one use AI tools while maintaining a sense of ownership over their art? And if so, at what point do you draw the line between that art being their own and a result of the AI?
My name is Valentine Goddard. I'm the founder and executive director of AI Impact Alliance, which is a nonprofit that I founded in 2017. And the goal was to study the different implications of AI, so the ethical, social, cultural, the legal implications of artificial intelligence. My opinions, my two cents, as an artist and as a lawyer, I wear both hats. So as you can see, my studio behind me, I use normal paint, analog paint. I use watercolor, acrylics, collage, film, 16 millimeter film. But then I also use artificial intelligence and I use Runway ML. It's free. Really fun to explore when you want to input your own art, for example, an image, and then a short video that you might have done of yourself moving, dancing, and then see what the resulting image or video is. So I've been doing a lot of that kind of research. And one of the questions, the ethical implications that I think is really important to consider is, I don't think these tools enable everybody to tell their story in the same way. For example, if I put an image of a young girl, like let's say 8 or 9 years old, and it's a drawing I made of a little girl, the variations will age her, she might become a young adult all of a sudden. Sometimes it even takes their pants off. If I input an image of a beautiful black woman, her skin after different variations might become whiter. When you prompt it for words like leader, very often the image that will come out will be of white men. So there's biases in what is being produced. As an artist, as a filmmaker, as a storyteller, you were talking about literary arts, that bias is also perceptible. So if you ask ChatGPT, for example, to finish a story with different family members, the end of the story will pick up on traditional rules that have been changing in the past many decades. So we have to remember that these tools will tell stories of the past. And if we want to talk about the future, I really think that as artists and cultural content creators, it will be our role to help these tools tell better stories and tell stories for everyone.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.